60 degrees under clear skies in Hollywood on the way up to an LA Civic Center high of 83.
60 degrees right now here in Hollywood. And next up, the CBS World News Roundup with more than thousands expected for a big children's rally in Washington, D.C.
Plenty of news ahead on KNX Los Angeles.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's 7 o'clock. The CBS World News Roundup on KNX, sponsored by your Southern California Lexus dealer, who invites you to test drive a Lexus today, and by Sentinella Hospital Second Opinion Referral Service, because getting a second opinion, good medicine.
Morning, this is Frank Sedapani with the CBS World News Roundup. Liberal advocacy groups will march in Washington this afternoon to support the government policies conservatives claim have hurt, not helped, children. Al Freeman reports.
They're coming by plane, by bus and car to rally at the Lincoln Memorial in what's billed as a massive stand for children. 3,700 groups have endorsed the affair, enlisting the likes of actress Lily Tomlin to promote it.
Every 5 hours, a child dies from abuse or neglect. Every 2 hours, a child is killed by gunfire. And every 48 minutes, an American child dies from poverty. If you can't stand these statistics, then do something about it and come stand with us on June 1st.
Marion Wright Edelman of the Children's Defense Fund calls the rally a message to both political parties not to let kids be used as political footballs this election year.
What kind of leaders, at a time when 10 million children don't have health care, have the temerity to debate a Medicaid block grant that would take health care away from another 3 million children?
Edelman says enough is enough, that Americans are tired of only hearing about family values and want politicians to practice what they preach. Al Freeman, CBS News, Washington.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. Conservatives say today's march is less about children than it is about tired old liberal ideas such as increased welfare spending. House Speaker Newt Gingrich says the real problem is big government.
I feel sad that some of those folks don't get it. They don't understand that the very pain they are crying out against is pain caused by government programs that have failed.
While the conservatives do not want to be portrayed as anti-child, they point at the list of sponsoring groups and the number of them that receive government funding. They suggest that more of the groups may be less altruistic and determined to get more taxpayer dollars for themselves. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Conservative columnist William F. Buckley claims some WASPs support abortion rights because they believe abortion limits the black population. Responding to Buckley's comments to Fox News, New Jersey governor and abortion rights supporter Christy Whitman called the remarks outrageous and clearly untrue. Minutes before getting on the plane that would crash, killing him and 34 other people, Commerce Secretary Ron Brown called his former business partner to say he was insisting the plane take off despite treacherous weather conditions. Nolanda Hill tells the New York Times she begged Brown not to go, but he said no. The government wants airlines to make sure their planes aren't carrying dangerous cargo of the sort that may have caused the value jet crash.
The safety board wants the FAA to permanently ban all passenger planes from carrying oxygen generators in their cargo holds. The Department of Transportation just last week issued a temporary ban after clues in the crash pointed to a fire fueled by more than 100 of the canisters in the belly of the doomed jet. In addition, the NTSB now wants all airlines to reevaluate their training programs for baggage handlers, cargo loaders, and ramp personnel.
CBS News correspondent Bob Orr in Washington. A Virgin Atlantic 747 bound from London to Los Angeles made an unscheduled side trip to the Canadian Arctic so a passenger who suffered a heart attack could see a doctor. As the plane taxied to a stop on a remote Eskimo island, it clipped a gasoline pump and was damaged. A Delta Airlines jet had to fly in to ferry the passengers to New York for a connecting flight. It's 3 minutes past.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Our story begins some 50 years ago in a Manhattan loft. Six artisans with nimble fingers begin to work their magic on the world's most remarkable leather. The fruit of their labor, a revolutionary handbag branded with the name Coach. Fast forward some 50 years hence, 1,400 engineers unveiled the fruit of their labor, a revolutionary automobile emblazoned with the name Lexus. It is here the two stories intertwine. Introducing the Lexus Limited ES300 Coach Edition, a car that embodies the best of coach leather and the best of Lexus engineering. Featuring coach leather in the interior, walnut wood trim, special alloy wheels, and of course, a pair of coach cabin bags. But what would a story be without a happy ending? Which is where you come in, driving off into the sunset. See your Southern California Lexus dealer today for savings of $2,000.
Savings based on MSRP of individual options. Actual dealer price and customer savings may vary.
Giving holdout Montana Freeman something to think about, Tim Ryan is covering the standoff as it rounds out its 10th week.
The FBI has moved in several intimidating armored assault vehicles and a military helicopter, saying they may be used as part of a rescue operation. Local prosecutor Nick Mernion, like others in Jordan, is pleased to see the new weaponry in place.
Some of us have always said from the very beginning that it will take some amount of force, and now I think the FBI has the tools to do that.
The FBI has still chosen not to cut electricity to the Freeman Ranch. It may be part of an FBI plan to allow the fugitives access to the TV news and pictures of the military hardware just over the hill. Tim Ryan for CBS News, Jordan, Montana.
Some of the armed bandits who roam northern Nicaragua have kidnapped an American assigned to help monitor this fall's presidential election. A Nicaraguan official plans to travel to the region today to see if he can arrange Cynthia Garzoni's release. Israel's Arab neighbors make no secret of it. Benjamin Netanyahu's election as prime minister has them worried. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu's victory is sending jitters through the Arab world, which fears that the peace process could collapse. Palestinian cabinet minister Nabil Shaaf.
The ball is entirely in Mr. Netanyahu's court, and it is really up to him to show us, his people and the world, that he really cares about this peace and he is going to implement it.
Netanyahu will be walking a tightrope between trying to maintain good relations with the U.S. and the Arabs and being faithful to his campaign platform, which basically opposes land for peace. The new prime minister may be leaning toward moderation, but he will also be restrained by adventurous former generals and his religious party allies who believe Jewish rule over all the land of Israel is a God-given right. Robert Berger for CBS News, Jerusalem.
The peace in Chechnya that Boris Yeltsin hopes will enable him to win re-election this month may be in trouble. Moscow's Interfax news agency reports that rebels ambushed a Russian rifle unit hours after a Yeltsin-brokered truce took effect. The report quotes a military spokesman as saying that Russian and rebel forces were continuing to exchange fire in a village 40 miles from Grozny. The Los Angeles Times reports that National Security Advisor Anthony Lake may travel to China soon to see if he can patch relations damaged by disputes over trade, human rights, and the status of Taiwan. It's 7 past.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Summer's almost here. Time to have some fun. And what better way to beat the heat than in a brand new boat or personal watercraft? Ski boats, family runabouts, fishing boats, cruisers, performance sport boats, even pontoon boats. They're all here at the Giant Spring Boat Show, on now through the 9th at the Fairplex in Pomona. This is your last chance before summer to shop. Compare and purchase that new boat you've been dreaming about. And the good news is, there's still plenty of pre-summer bargains on boats, personal watercraft, water skis, wakeboards, and marine accessories. Bring the whole family. Show your AAA card for a 25% discount admission any day. Or stop by a participating SCMA member marine store and pick up your free weekday admission coupon. Show hours are 1 to 9 weekdays, 11 to 9 Saturdays, and 11 to 6 Sundays. That's the Spring Boat Show on now through the 9th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Remember, boating brings fun and families together.
Government weatherman Hector Guerrero didn't have to go to the movies to get a good look at a tornado. The tornado came to Guerrero's office in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
We were watching out our window, you know, and we could see it coming right at us. So we didn't want to take any chance, so Bismarck is our backup, and we let them back us up, and we just went to our little shelter here. And we let the tornado pass by, and then we came back out.
Nature's fury takes many forms. Dan Revive reports on one that's a perennial concern in his part of the country.
From now to the end of November, people living along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic coast have to live with one disturbing fact. It's hurricane season. There is no tropical storm brewing out in the Atlantic or the Caribbean now, but Jerry Jarrell, deputy director of the National Hurricane Center, says this is the time to prepare.
You really ought to now buy your supplies to get you through a few days without electricity and so forth, and be prepared to cover your windows. If you live near the ocean, you want to have a place to go.
Will there be a need for evacuations? Forecasters say this season may be busy, though not nearly as bad as last year. They predict 11 tropical storms, 7 of them strong enough to be hurricanes. Whether any will hit land is impossible to predict. Dan Revive, CBS News, Miami.
The California Assembly has passed a bill that would require chemical castration of habitual child molesters. Democrat Sheila Kuehl cast a no vote.
frankly, I don't think castration would stop it. I don't care whether it's chemical castration or not. This kind of assault could be accomplished in a lot of different ways, and I think it's really naive to think that this sort of chemical treatment is going to stop it.
The way Goldman family attorney Daniel Petrocelli sees it, O.J. Simpson and football friend Marcus Allen weren't reading from the same playbook when they gave depositions for the wrongful death suit case against Simpson.
Mr. Simpson's testimony is completely at odds with Mr. Allen's testimony.
Simpson claims Allen had an affair with his murdered ex-wife, Nicole. Allen says there was no relationship. It's 10 past.
KNX 1070.
In a recent survey, 1,000 California businesses were asked about their banks.
Sir, on a 1 to 10 scale, how would you rate your satisfaction with your business bank?
Do you have a number lower than 1?
For customers of the state's two biggest banks, the results weren't encouraging.
So, would you say you're slightly dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or extremely dissatisfied?
Keep going.
But one bank consistently got high marks from its customers.
Our banker is always there when we need her.
They do a great job for us.
Union Bank. Why? We believe it's because we form relationships with our business customers. The kind of relationship where you know us and we know you. So when you need a loan or line of credit, you're dealing with people who understand your company, recognize its strengths, and know its potential.
Sir, can you tell me just how satisfied you are with your business bank? Sir?
At Union Bank, we give you more bank for your business. Member FDIC.
The World News Roundup on KNX has been sponsored by your Southern California Lexus dealer, who invites you to test drive a Lexus today, and by Sentinella Hospital's Second Opinion Referral Service. Remember to explore your alternatives. Call Sentinella Hospital today for a second opinion from a recognized orthopedic expert at 1-800-578-2222.
Good morning, I'm Gail Eichenthal.
And I'm Frank Motak, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's 61 degrees here in Hollywood on a mostly clear Saturday, June 1st.
And here are the headlines at 7:11.
California's Lemon Law comes under fire in the wake of allegations that Chrysler Corporation has been reselling defective cars to unsuspecting buyers.
Anaheim police seek the public's help in identifying a teenage girl who was found dead after falling from a parking garage.
Passengers on Virgin Atlantic Airlines Flight 7 spend the night near the Arctic Circle instead of in L.A. because of a medical emergency and a runway mishap.
These stories are coming up along with sports from Steve Grant.